With over 377,000 members nationwide, our presidential endorsement process is thorough and inclusive, allowing members in each state to make this selection. Specific questions were posed to both candidates regarding policing in America, and candidate interviews were requested. Our members have spoken, and it is my honor to share with you the overwhelming collective will of our membership. We are honored to have with us today the former and future President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and offer him our enthusiastic endorsement. During his time in the White House, we had a partner and a leader. Today, Mr. President, we stand with you. We stand with you and we have your back, and we're committed to work tirelessly for your election.
So there you have it. There you have the clip of the Fraternal Order of Police announcing their endorsement of Donald Trump for president. We welcome onto the show now Lieutenant Joe Grimaldi. He's the Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President. He's also an officer at the Houston Police Department. Lieutenant, thank you for being back with us today. It's good to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You know, there's so many huge issues that are at stake with this choice that voters have with this upcoming presidential election. But crime and law and order is at the top of the list for most people. Why is it that Donald Trump was the selection for the Fraternal Order Police for their endorsement?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a whole host of issues that are facing our country right now, but all of them start with public safety. We have to make sure that our communities are safe in order for our economies to thrive, in order for schools to thrive, in order for people to feel just safe interacting in their community with their kids. So it starts with public safety. And it's a clear choice that Donald Trump is the only law and order candidate on the ballot. I mean, let me be clear about something. A Kamala Harris presidency with Tim Walz as vice president would be an unmitigated disaster for public safety. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to the things that she has said. She has loudly and proudly supported defunding the police, going as far as praising Mayor Garcetti when he took $150 million from the LAPD, which, by the way, led to historic murder rates and mass resignations and retirements. She actually encouraged people to donate to a bail fund that were getting rioters out of jail. These were people that were throwing bricks at our head during the 2020 riots, and she helped bail them out of jail. I mean, it's insane. And don't even get me started on the border. She wants to abolish ICE. She wants to decriminalize border crossings. I mean, how much more evidence do you need? And keep in mind, crime in America is completely out of control. We have averaged over 20,000 homicides a year over the last 3 years. We haven't seen those numbers since the mid-90s. So you have seen the horrific consequences of these policies. And remember, in her latest interview, and I guess the only interview she's going to do, she said that her beliefs have not changed. She's a radical far-left Democrat, and we cannot afford another 4 years of her.
We're speaking with Lieutenant Joe Grimaldi, the Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President. You mentioned border policy. You're there in Texas. What's it like to wear the uniform under the border policies of the Biden-Harris administration, whether you're in Texas or Michigan or Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, when you go out and do your job? What is it like to do that under these very, very lax come-on-in border policies of the Biden-Harris administration?
Well, it's completely out of control. And as you said, it's not just a Texas problem. This is spreading all across the country. I mean, for God's sakes, we have a community in Colorado, Aurora, that has been completely taken over by Venezuelan gangs. If you look in New York, in Midtown Manhattan, over 70% of arrests are illegal immigrants. In Queens, over 60% are illegal immigrants. And make no mistake, as police officers, we're going to do our job. We're going to catch the criminals and these dirtbags who come over and have no intentions of assimilating into our life and just committing crimes. And don't get me wrong, there's great people that are coming across the border that just want to make a better life. But we're going to catch these criminals and we're going to put them in jail. But here's the thing. Number one, half the time they're not even getting deported in the first place. And when they are deported, because there's an open border, they just come right back over. So there's no, it's as simple as this. If you have a pipe that is leaking in your house. You have to fix the leak. You can't just sit there and keep mopping the floor because you're not going to get anywhere. And with these policies, it has just been a complete failure. Border crossings are through the roof. And if you need any more evidence, I mean, for goodness sake, they released 99 known terrorists on the terrorist watch list back into our country. What more evidence do people need that this has been a disaster on our border?
Very well said. Lieutenant Joe Grimaldi with us right now with the Fraternal Order of Police. There is the human problem, the resources that we don't have to spread even thinner for people who are here, who have come here illegally or been welcomed by the Biden-Harris administration. But also there are other sort of criminal activities that happen with this influx of people who are able to traffic drugs into our country, to traffic people, to traffic children. How real are these other issues that come with these open border policies? What have you seen on the job, and what do Americans not see up front like police officers see every day?
Yeah, I think when people hear about the fentanyl crisis, it's kind of a little bit far away from them if they don't know someone that's been afflicted by it. But let me just tell people, we've had over 100,000 Americans die a year from fentanyl overdose. It is the number one killer of Americans age 18 to 49 in our country. And it has only gotten worse under this administration because of the open border policies. And we are seeing that firsthand on the front lines. We all have Narcan to try to help people that have been overdosed. But you have to stop the flow before we can fix the problems here in our country. And they don't have any plan whatsoever to stop this, although I guess she's trying to get tough on the border now. But I just don't understand why she hasn't been tough for the last 3.5 years that she's been in charge. She's talking about all the things she's going to do on day one. How about you do it now? And I think people need to understand, not only is it drugs that are being trafficked, there's people as well. I mean, there's not an officer that doesn't have a story about human trafficking and kids that have been brought across the border by the cartels, and it just continues to be a problem.
I want to drill down on that, because it's really, to me, the most egregious thing that we know societally. I mean, everybody can talk about the salaciousness of the Epstein story, and there's a lot of intrigue there because of how wild it seems, but it's not like something that we think might be happening. We know that it's happening, and our police officers are being confronted with this every day. And I think that the crime is so heinous, to think about child sex trafficking, it's so heinous that it actually kind of gets pushed off to the side because it's uncomfortable to talk about. Can you tell us what's really going on in our country right now with these children?
No, I mean, it's absolutely horrific. And what I want people to understand is the way the cartels operate is they have multifacets to their business. So drugs are just one part of what they do. Human trafficking is another part. And actually, it's easier for them to traffic people than it is for narcotics, because it's not illegal to have people in a car. So they're constantly smuggling people over the border. And when you see these huge surges that get all the news when all these people are trying to come across the border, what do you think's happening about 50 miles down the road? When Border Patrol is completely overloaded in one section, they're trafficking people and narcotics over the other section, and it happens every single day. The only way to stop it is to close our southern border. And we are not a country if we don't have a secure border. And as you said, we're overwhelmed with our resources. We cannot keep up. And the only solution is to, and listen, is it really that controversial to just say, we need to prioritize taking care of people who are here, who are citizens, who have come here the right way, who are going through the process the right way, over those who refuse to follow our laws and rules?
Yeah, it's not controversial, and we need to be shouting it from the rooftops. We're speaking with Lieutenant Joe Grimaldi. He's the Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President. Obviously, the wide open borders, the invitation to come here from both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris saying, come on in. Their solution to the problem is to streamline the process of bringing people into the country, to add more paper pushing agents to the southern border who are not doing what they are trained to do, but they're doing what the Democrat Party needs them to do. Take all of that stuff and set it aside. We have a crime problem in this country without the border problem being involved. We have a who's the victim and who's the victimizer problem, a right and wrong problem. When you look at the Biden-Harris administration and you look at what Kamala Harris, who will remind you every opportunity she gets about the kind of prosecutor that she was, and as an attorney general, as a senator, now as a vice president, What is her record on calling out people who are committing crimes and making sure they are put in a place where they can no longer take out their criminal activity on innocent people? Does she have a positive record on that?
No, she does not. You know, she supports bail reform. She supports the revolving door criminal justice system. As I said, she helped bail rioters out of jail, which, by the way, that fund ended up helping bail out murderers and rapists that would later go on and murder and rape more people. So that's where she stands on crime. And let me just tell you something else that's going on. There is a war on cops that is raging in this country right now, where we don't hear a peep from the Biden-Harris administration about it. I guess they're just too busy handling other issues to talk about the war on cops. We've had over 270 police officers shot this year, Annie. And let me just give you perspective. Back in 2018, we had 237 shot for the whole year. We're already at 270, and we've got 3.5 months to go this year. We are probably going to hit the highest number that we've ever seen in recorded, it was since we started recording data back in 2018. Shootings of police officers are up 60%. There's one officer shot every 22 hours in this country. And where the hell is the leadership of our country condemning those attacks against law enforcement? A national address saying we will not tolerate this. They're nowhere to be found. So that's where they stand on the war on cops. And yet we have President Trump on the other side, loudly and proudly supporting law enforcement, calling for an end to the violence against us, and the other side is nowhere to be found.
Joe, Lieutenant Joe Grimaldi, Fraternal Order of Police, National Vice President, I want to thank you for coming on to the show with us, because we absolutely support our men and women who wear the uniform, and we want them to be respected as they deserve to be respected. And it was exciting to see that endorsement of Donald Trump. Last question before we let you go. What do you want him, should he become the president, what do you hope for him to do as the executive in the Oval Office to make your job safer and maybe simpler to do?
Well, I'll tell you this. In his speech, he said he wanted to not defund us, but overfund us. So we certainly appreciate that, number one. But I will tell you this. He also made it very clear that we are going to have an ally in the White House once again that we have not had for the last 3.5 years. He made it very clear that he's going to support harsh penalties on those who assault and murder police officers, including the death penalty, including supporting the Protect and Serve Act, which would make it a federal crime to knowingly assault the police officer. But most of all, we're just going to have someone who's actually going to give a national voice and leadership to the fact that we should not be shooting, assaulting, and murdering police officers in this country. We are not some third world country where this should be the acceptable norm.
Well, Donald Trump is the way to go if that's what we want to have happen. Thank you for being with us today, Lieutenant Joe Grimaldi. It's an honor to speak with you, and we hope that we can reconnect with you again soon, especially on the other end of hopefully a Donald Trump victory in November.
For sure. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, you bet. We appreciate you. You can check him out on X at Joe Grimaldi. He is also an officer at the Houston Police Department. We know people who are in the police force personally here. We know people who have family members who are in the police force. I don't know how they do it. It's almost in a way more stressful than if your loved one is serving in the military. That almost seems more confined and more focused than the randomness of a day for a police officer. You never know what you're getting yourself into. And it's a very scary thing to think about. I always think about the families as much as I think about the officers.
It does seem like we honor our military more than we honor our police officers.
And that's a shame.
It is a shame, especially nowadays. I think one of the things that he was stressing there, especially at the end, that I'm like, we need to be saying that more, was stop lowering your standards.
Right.
Like, we in our lifetime remember what it was like to have safer streets and safer neighborhoods. We don't have to accept this now. We are not a third world nation. This is the United States of America.
Yeah, and Annie, to your point, I've got friends that have family members who are police officers and stuff like that, and you never know whenever you're going to get that visit from the department at your door at an odd hour because something happened to your loved one, and they wake up every night. This one particular friend told me a story about police officers coming to his door in the middle of the night, and he said he freaked.
Yeah.
And turns out they were wanting some information, but to worry about your family member every day when they put on that uniform to not know if they're going to come home or not. That's just something that I don't think people even really stop to consider.
I'm not cut off for that, man. I don't know what my kids are going to do, but I just don't know that I'm cut out for that. And so much mad respect for the families who are dealing with that right now, military or police officers. So incredibly grateful for those who serve and those who love those who serve. That is a tall order. And good to have Joe Grimaldi on here to really drill that down. Let's take a quick break. We got no more guests for the rest of the show. So, Ryan, this is where you take over.
All right. We're going to talk more about the silent treatment, and I am going to practice it.
Oh, no. What if we both do it?
Ooh, Brad, take it over.
I got this.
All right. All right, Jesus. You want to take it out? No.
He can't hit the button fast enough.
He panicked.
I hit the wrong button. Leave me alone.
That's why
I've never taken us out before.
You know, you can do the silent treatment. You can also be a button pusher.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah. You could.
That's super.
The wrong button.
No, he wasn't.
That's what you are. Which is the wrong button pusher. You want to take us away? You just tease the poll.
Okay.
If you say that we're going to talk about something when we come back.
Wait, that doesn't matter.
If you take us out.
You're right.
Then we're going to have to do that.
Okay, well, today's YouTube live chat poll, are you paying attention to polls? Yes or no? Jump on Annie's YouTube page and vote and leave us a comment. We'll be right back.
I'm Annie Fry. We'll be right back.